online at theonion.com.
This is the Onion News Network.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear. Well, okay, maybe a little bit. Let me tell you what's going on. I got called last night by Warren Severin. He is the state chairman of the Libertarian Party in Arizona. And I'm all right. They want me to run for U.S. Senate against Jeff Flake. Okay, that's what's going on. Let me tell you what's happening. I'm like, no. And I'm wrestling with it and trying to decide, you know, but no. So let me go ahead and give you my thought process, and you can kind of walk with me through this. In 1990, I ran for state legislature just to get standing in a lawsuit. I did as a write-in. I mean, I had a big campaign, signs freaking everywhere. By then, I had understood that, you know, 88, I started. I mean, it didn't take me but 3 months. I got it, man. Gang with a flag. I mean, it's just, they were bad guys. You know, we've been taken over, and they were passing legislation. The Omnibus Trade Competitiveness Act of 88 was the New World Order writ large in the Arizona, I mean, in the America version of here we go, and we're screwed. Daddy Bush was, you know, former ambassador to China, you know, director of the CIA. I mean, give me a freaking break. And, you know, President of the United States going to war and Saddam, that kind of, you know, lies, all right? All the inside little machinations of and doing, but there was no internet. There was no, I mean, you actually had to get involved and talk to people and read the legislation. You know, they like, you know, blah, 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 rhetoric, blah, 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 flag burning amendment, blah, 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 export, import, blah, 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 numbers, blah, 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 ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, click, 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 same thing, blah, blah, blah. So the only thing you really had to go by was the actual legislation that was passed. And they had things called the Federal Register. So I'm looking on, you know, trade stuff, you know, my father's company and everything. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, okay, let me read the law. You read the law and you go, oh, it's a coup d'etat on the Constitution. It is a takeover. We are freaking livestock. And we've been seen that way for a long time. The noose was, you know, built a long time ago. I mean, heck, since the freaking, yeah, when they did the Constitution. So this is one thing that we always, you know, you go to about us on Freedom's Phoenix, and you'll see we wrote this, God, man, it's been a long time. It's like, you know, 05 or early 06 that we wrote this and put it up on Freedom's Phoenix. You know, we got to have an about button. You know, people have about buttons. Okay, let's do the about button thing. So we put up there, you know, and Pal Gamble, senior editor, he's mostly responsible for writing the main draft of this, and it goes like this. Would you like to know what freedomsphoenix.com is? Who are the people behind it, and what are their objectives in creating this website? This has been up since at least early 06, okay? How long is that? That's like a long time. 6-7 years, okay? So this is not a secret. We recognize that freedom was taken from us the moment the ink was drying on the Constitution. Today's governmental structure is imploding under its own weight, and its death rattles aren't going to be pretty. At Freedom's Phoenix, we observe, comment, and try to stay out of the way. We know freedom will rise from the ashes, and we want to make sure that everyone's freedom is never signed away again by those who believe they have the power to do so. And then it goes on from there. But that pretty much sums it up. You know, this is, you know, the Constitution was just another plantation. It was just another taxing mechanism. It was just another opportunity for them to create a central bank, which they did. We're on like number four with the Federal Reserve. And I'm just going, this is, it was so clear to me, if you start reading actual history, you start looking at, and how much do you got to read? I mean, you got to get a PhD in, you know, how many different ways they screwed us. I mean, at some point you just go, I mean, it didn't take long. And you see the stereotypes of these people at every level of government. And I'm just like, wow. And they were more brazen about it then, too, before the Internet. Yeah, kid, and what are you going to do about it? I mean, I heard this over and over and over. You know, they're just going, yeah, yeah, so you caught us. Hands in a cookie jar, crumbs all over my face, yeah, and what are you going to do about it? I'm the Attorney General. Seriously. I mean, you know, this kind of – so if you get to that point – I remember there's one prominent individual, long story, in Washington. I go, you know, I don't know. What can one person do? I'm going to find out. It was at that point that they start, you're going, yeah, you're in a freaking cage. Get over it. You know, what are you going to do about it? Okay, well, they didn't realize what a starting pistol that was for me. Because I was, you know, like, you know, it's like I've taken a crazy pill, okay? I'm going, wow, this is... am I the only one saying, what the heck? And finally you get the bad guy, you know, looks at you, okay, so you caught me. Yeah, so, got a network? I use my federally licensed network media corporate, you know, PR department of government, and we rule you against your, who gives a crap who you are? What are you going to do about it? Okay. That's what I need to know. Starting pistol, what do you do? So I saw the only opportunity really was to express yourself in the election process. So I go through that, and very quickly, I mean, immediately I could see that that was controlled too. And as they were going more and more into computer voting, it was just a dial. I mean, it would take over the country with a floppy disk. I mean, you know, it was over. And I'm going, all right. But one thing they did not have is they didn't have the direct communication between an individual and another individual. And the only time that they paid attention on such things as philosophy and politics and so on was when you're in election cycle for maybe about 6 to 8 weeks right before the election. They'll actually, okay, well, let's take a look at, you know, somebody's literature. Let's go, who said what? What's their slogan on their sign? You know, oh, yeah, more freedom. Yeah, I vote that guy. And I saw this happen. In 1990, a friend of mine at church, there was a friend of mine, he played violin in the orchestra, the band, or whatever, there at church. And nice guy, you know, and I still have his pick, you know, from putting my signs in. Sorry, Mike, I'll get that back to you Wednesday. But what happened was I'm going, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get involved in this. And I remember his wife made something that really, you know, dinged on me. She goes, we were talking about different candidates and different campaigns and so on. She goes, I like that guy. I vote him. And it was Symington, Fife Symington, running for governor in 1990. I like that guy. I'm going to vote for him. Wow, okay, why? Well, he has the prettiest sign. I like his sign. Sign's cool. It's pretty. And, I mean, what do you say to that? You know, you kind of, okay, wow. And she represented a lot of them. In fact, one of the guys that he was running against, a guy named Fred Corey, kind of represented the Christian right versus the developer, and he was the county supervisor. And I got involved in his, you know, a friend of mine, you know, later became my partner in my pizza restaurant. He was a city councilman in Glendale, a good friend of mine at church. And he's like, yeah, I want you to meet Fred. You need to talk to Fred. So I did have some meetings, and I could see everybody. They were all the same. Who can I help? I'm looking for, where's my Dr. Paul? Man, you have no idea how much ass-whipping Ernie can do. You have no freaking idea. Well, I mean, oh, man, bring it on, man. You have this Tasman dad was going to go do some butt-whipping, and you just give me somebody that I can butt-whip for. Well, where is that guy? There wasn't any. I meet these people. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? That's your A game? So there was no Dr. Paul. Well, there's tons, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people just like me with the same passion looking for somebody to do, but there wasn't one. So I ran myself. We're going to go through this process and, you know, see.
This is Charles Goyette, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Dollar Meltdowns. You can learn how to protect yourself and your family. Now, you can audit the Fed. You can end the Fed. But why not start by ignoring the Fed? Visit DontTreadOnMeme.com. That's DontTreadOnMeme, Fashioning the Silver Economy. A meme, a contagious idea that spreads within a culture, a spontaneous order. Nowhere is this more evident than in one's free choice in that most marketable of commodities, money. Let us Austrians use wallet voting. Don't Tread on Meme, the leading craftsman of silver dime trading cards, as well as some offbeat liberty-themed apparel. Follow the history of the dime card outreach at onceuponadime.info and get a silver calculator app at whatisthiscoinworth.info. Boycott an empire of theft. Build a society of consent. Don't Tread on Meme.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies!
Jesus.
On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you got to keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. Filmed by Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadavi.
DVD available now at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. That's gunsandweed.com. Makes the perfect. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
If you want to move to the free state and you're looking for some real estate, well, I know a guy who's really great. It's Pine Realtor. Do you want a home with 20 acres, a lakeside cabin, any takers for renters, buyers, and sellers too? Mark Warden is the guy for you. PorcupineRealtor.com.
Now that you've found the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, you may want to help expose others to our great programs. To assist you in doing so, you'll find resources at promote.lrn.fm, including details on how to get a free bumper sticker, quarter-page flyers you can print out and distribute, banners for your website, as well as files that will allow you to make your own custom banners and graphics. Visit promote.lrn.fm and help bring new listeners to the Liberty Radio Network. That's promote.lrn.fm.
Take control of your money today and do it with style. Young Austrians are right now fashioning the silver economy. Would you like to take part? You'll find all the tools you need at DontTreadOnMeme.com. Don't Tread on Meme is the only place where you can get your hands on silver dime trading cards with the most unforgettable designs, like Clint Eastwood's Fistful of Silver Dollars, Murray Rothbard, Enemy of the State, the Ron Paul Lovolution, and the cover art of George Orwell's book 1984. Download the free silver calculator app from the iPhone or Android markets and get up-to-the-minute silver spot prices at your fingertips. And hey, we're all Austrians now, so why not express your passion for silver and promote the ideas of honest money with Don't Tread on Meme's clever apparel? Boycott an empire of theft. Buy silver. Trade with value. Build a society of consent. Do it all at DontTreadOnMeme.com. That's DontTreadOnMeme.com.
While our satellite channel is free to listen to, it's not free for us. You can help us cover our satellite costs with a chip-in on the right side of the page at lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence on the Road in Austin, Texas now. And I want to get right back to walking through this process and the opportunity to run against Flake, and I'm definitely leaning not, but you know I just you know explain to you and you'll understand why, and then we'll see what happens. We'll try and encourage somebody and see what the process is. Explain it to you, because it could be top of the ticket Arizona, man. It's going to be international, woohoo, make a big giant woohoo out of it. Okay, but you know, are we past that? Well, let's go ahead and talk about it. In 1990, there was a gentleman named Fred Corey, who was a supervisor, and he was kind of represented the Christian right. And the establishment wanted to have Fife Symington. And they, you know, later he would be impeached and, you know, whatever, long story, it doesn't matter. But what happened was get away from the Christian right threat, which was, you know, this is where this Doug Weed thing comes in. And I just, we're going to learn a lesson on him. I've been through this before. I can't say enough warning about, you know, him, what he represents and where he comes from. But you will learn. And you heard it here, okay? Don't got to get all detailed, whatever, just, you know, here we go. So what happened is Fred Corey got sucked into that, and that's why my partner that I knew from church was all, yeah, but he's Christian. He represents Christian, you know, my brother, okay? They always say my brother a lot. So I meet with him, everything. He's just another politico. It's just, you know, the Christian community is just a voting block. So I'm going, okay. So I even wrote three speeches for them just to make my point. I'm going, look, it's the economy, stupid. You know, it's a, yeah, well, how do you do the economy when I'm talking to people about Social Security? How do you do the economy when you talk about the Second Amendment? How do you do the economy when you're talking about something to do with real estate or something? These, I go, fine, I'll write you, you know, 500-word little rhetoric speech on all three of those and then bring it back to the economy. You know, I don't even remember what it was, but it was, this is how you do it. There's always a theme. It's just like when Dr. Paul goes, Federal Reserve, the war, freedom. Freedom's the answer. What's the question? So these, at that time, they were like, you're crazy. You know, it doesn't work. I'm like, wow. I said, you know, let me tell you one thing that I can do. You know, I put forth the effort. I can guarantee that, you know, whether you win this time or not, I guarantee, you know, you take this rhetoric that people are going to wish they voted for you later and you got a future. I go, if you're doing all this kind of, I don't know who you answered, what's going on, who's putting you up, what's, I don't understand. At the same time, you hear me talk about Steiger's Law. Well, that comes from a guy named Sam Steiger that was a congressman. Well, he was tapped by the powers that be at the time to come the Phoenix 40. They're the, you know, we rule the planet people there in Arizona and Phoenix. And they put him up to run. So they had a three-way race, Symington, Corey, Steiger. Steiger was there to pull votes from Corey to ensure the nomination for the Republican Party of Symington. I saw it happen. They admit it to you. You sit there, it's open. It's just the way it works. At that time, you know, I'm asking the right questions. I'm hitting on the right nerve. I'm pissing off the right people. And I come to the attention of various different people and meetings and this, that, long story. But eventually it comes down to where Steiger wants to meet me. So I'm like, he's going, you know, you're the kind of guy we need. I got it for the left. I got it from the right. All the Democrats, you can see with the U.S. Senate at the time, that, you know, later Kyle would take his seat. Kyle is state director, you know, chief of staff or whatever for in the state of Arizona. He was offering me the sun, wind, the moon, the stars if I did Democrat, whatever. I mean, I went through it. Young man, you know, all kinds of enthusiasm, understood what was going on, cute family. You know, we had this horse star stable. And I was like, heck no. And I tell you what really had a big influence on me was reading the Bible straight through. When I was 19 to 22, around in there, I read the Bible straight through a couple of times. You know, I mean, you do the King James, like, what? You know, and then do the Good News Version, because. So I read it straight through, and you see the characters, and you see themes, and you see how things play out, and you see the wisdom of the ages, and you see, regardless of, you know, the deity part of it, forget the religion part of it, forget the, you know, just as a history book, just as a source of wisdom. And as you look through this, you could recognize, as a young man that had not lived life, you know, it's nice to have a reference to where you can go, oh, I know which king this guy is. I know what character this guy plays. I know what the end story of this line of life is. That's how I saw it. So these guys, you know, and, you know, go to church and so on, have a religious wife and everything. It really was an insulation from this stuff. I go, oh, you're the horn-wearing, blood-fang-dripping ponytail guy, you know, or, you know, a buddy of his because you're a politician. Anyway, so I'm going, okay, I get it. I was insulated from that. I could be like, no, I'm good. You can't entice me. You know, what you're offering, I don't want. You know, I got four children. I'm raising the kind of, you know, I want, because one thing I remembered was somebody, it was about, you know, on your last breath, dying bed thing. And it's like, you think about, you know, are you ready to go? or it's kind of a surrender to death. You're just, you know, or you have regrets, or you have, because it all, your entire life will come down to, you know, if you're dying your last breath and the, you know, the car's on your chest, you know, the cancer's taking your body, or you're just old, or whatever the heck it is, you know, unless you just get blindsided by a train. But you're sitting there, you're just, you know, the last breath, you're going, did I accomplish, am I good? You know, am I done? I did my part. I raised, did my part in next generation. I left my kids with a decent name. I mean, you know, I didn't, you know, I'm shooting for that. You know, can I go out with, like, you know what? I didn't advocate force against human beings and individuals, and I put food on my family. I mean, you know, I'm just, am I good? So that is, you know, kind of what was my motivation at the time. And they offered all kinds of stuff. I mean, yeah, there was plenty of brass rings. So I'm going, okay. So I'm like, I'm good. Well, that evolved into, you know, finding out there wasn't anybody. There wasn't a doctor. I couldn't find anybody to support. Seriously, I looked hard. I was like, look, man, this is, I can see what they're doing. I can see what they're going, yeah. And where's our cut? You know, we're kissing the ring and we're doing, and this is how, and if you want to be part of, and come on in, the water's fine. And I'm like, wow, this is unsustainable. I got the same feeling now. It's unsustainable. Why would you want to, you know, please, can I wear the uniform of the crew of the Titanic and go down with it? You know, how about not? You know, I'll go build a little, you know, rowboat or something. You know, which made me wonder what there weren't enough wood doors and tables and everything to build rafts or something. You know, time together with, anyway, you know, it just makes you wonder. So I go, you know, I'm going to have to do this. And then I went, I said, I don't want to do it. I was registered Republican. I don't want to do this. I just do it as independent. And then you start to find out the election laws and how they controlled it. That's why there wasn't competition. They eliminated it with the law. And they made it go through their things. So then I said, all right, I'm going to run for office in 1990. State legislature. I'm just doing it as a write-in. Don't even want to, I don't care. I just want to get standing to file a federal lawsuit. That I had a little bit of money at the time. Business was doing okay. I couldn't find a lawyer to do it. They're like, hell no. You just elect, no, no, heck no, that ain't happening. You want to do what you got to do, it's fine. So I go down and I get the Congress, you know, because I say I'd use that for being poor, so I didn't have to, you know, pay the fees and so on. But at the time I had a little bit, I'm like, okay, I can do this. You know, you pay your $120 or whatever it was, and you file a pro se or pro per. 90 was to get the standing for me to do it. And it launched me on, you know, the thing. And it's building up to now. Run for many offices, and there's one more opportunity. Do we take it?
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Learn more about Bitcoins at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org.
The three most important things you can do for Free Talk Live are, one, share one episode a week on Facebook or some other social networking site. Two, buy the things you buy online through shop.freetalklive.com. Three, give $3 a month to the AMP program. It's my firm belief Free Talk Live's AMP program is the best use of your charitable dollar among liberty-oriented organizations. Support all the organizations you love, but make sure you give $3 a month to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
Why did you move to the Shire?
I moved here to the Shire because there's other people around who take liberty just as seriously as I do.
I moved to the Shire because I saw videos of people challenging authority and thought that I could get support myself. It called to me, like, do this, right now.
I wanted to be around people like me who got it, and once I got here, I knew there was nowhere else that I wanted to be.
Immigrating to the Shire was easy. I was instantly plugged into a community of individuals who also care about peace, liberty, and justice, and are willing to do something about it.
The people here are awesome, loving, and positive. It was for the adventure and for the feeling of something important is happening here, and I just wanted to come to sort of be part of that.
Visit ShireSociety.com to read and sign the Shire Society Declaration and learn the reasons why, if you love liberty, you should immigrate to the Shire. Plus, add yourself to the Shire map at ShireSociety.com. That's ShireSociety.com.
Free speech is protected on the Internet, right? Not always. Government agencies try to limit free speech and commerce on the net. Luckily, when they do, The Institute for Justice is there to defend your First Amendment right to free speech. IJ helped set the first federal precedent for internet free speech in 1999, and ever since has worked to prevent unconstitutional roadblocks in cyberspace. Visit our website today at ij.org.
Instead of just listening, you can also watch. See Liberty Radio Network's key New Hampshire-based live shows via our studio cam at cam.lrn.fm. Plus, you'll still be able to listen to the Liberty Radio Network via the cam feed in high quality 24/7, even when there's no live show being produced in our Keene studio. But wait, there's more. Our chat room is built into the cam page so you can interact with other listeners online. Listen, watch, and chat. All free at cam.lrn.fm. That's cam.lrn.fm.
It's the Onion Radio News. God loses his decision-making coin. This is Doyle Redler reporting. The Lord God has confirmed that he has misplaced his special decision-making coin. The coin, a relatively unremarkable 1972 nickel, has been used almost daily by the Supreme Being for over 4 billion years for the purpose of determining everything from the direction of the wind to the outcome of history. The visibly distraught God added,
I have no idea where I put it. I remember flipping it last night for a couple in Monroe, Michigan, who were trying to conceive a child, but I haven't seen it since.
God also said he hopes to locate the coin before 7:15 Thursday morning when United Flight 251 takes off from Seattle with actress Dixie Carter on board. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
This is the Onion News Network.
Help get LRN.FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
In Austin, Texas. You know where everything's big in Texas, including the traffic jams. I want to go through this process here so you'll understand. I'll go on record on this because, you know, there's a big press, you know, for me to do this, and I really don't want to. And I can't rationalize doing it at this point. They want me to run for U.S. Senate against Jeff Flake. Now, Jeff Flake is, he was Cato or something at one time. Then he was, you know, a director of the Goldwater Institute. Again, he always kept kind of a low profile. He's not a big personality, but he's a smart guy. You know, he's a good-looking Mormon kid that came up through the ranks, you know, conservative, and he played the game behind the scenes knowing it would be his turn. He becomes a congressman. He kind of, you know, lays in the back and everything. All of a sudden, boom, he's running for U.S. freaking Senate. Now, I've always known this guy, he's got long-term plans. You know, it's like he and I, you know, went head-to-head back in 93 when, and matter of fact, it was with Doug Weed and Cindy Hay and a lot of, so I know his pedigree. I know where this is going. So I'm like, okay, he's the one to be worried about. This is, you know, presidential candidate, you know, later kind of thing. And the mentality that these guys, it's definitely a we rule you thing. And I'm going, wow, this is a guy, you know, you never hear of him. Except, you know, he votes for Patriot Acts and war and all this kind of stuff. And he's supposed to be this libertarian thing. That libertarian word gets slung around a lot, and especially in Arizona, you know, where it actually meant something. You know, you can't swing a dead cow without hitting somebody saying how libertarian they are. And that's one reason why we run against them. And he probably knows, I don't know how libertarian, he's not going to be able to make the claim this time, not certainly with a comparison to Dr. Paul. And that's one thing that Dr. Paul has done, probably more than anything else, is help define the word. Because before it was just being abused. They just, you know, because whenever they thought it was their advantage. And I'm kind of leaning a little bit libertarian on that, you know, kind of, you know, it's a libertarian, a sprinkle of libertarian. It's almost like saying conservative or something. It means more now, you know, than conservative, though. What the hell does that mean? So it's, I see Jeff Flake as a big danger, you know, on the horizon. A lot of people don't even know that he exists. But from the background, the pedigree, and who the people are, and where he comes from, and what their goal is and everything, I see him as a true threat. Always have. We ran a candidate. There's a young man, his name is Craig Schrader. He was a Army vet. I think he was a National Guard. Anyway, he was a student at Arizona State University. He did his tour, and he came back, and he went ahead and went to university, and he was all involved in libertarianism, and he ran against Flake for Congress because Flake voted for the Patriot Act. So when anybody says anything, well, Jeff Flake's got a Patriot Act. Yeah, but he's more conservative than Patriot Act. Patriot Act. I mean, you know, blah, 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 Patriot Act. What are you doing to Patriot Act? He voted for Patriot Act a bunch of times, you know, so on, you know, and then you get into all this other stuff. I mean, you know, the military and the spending and the back room and the NDAA, you know, blah, 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 Patriot Act. You know, I mean, that tells me all I need to know, especially after all the understanding what's going on, you do it again. You know, it's just because there's a future. So you mark my words, Jeff Flake, okay? So there's a whole bunch of going, and the fact that Mitt Romney's running for president and a Mormon kind of greases the skids for whatever. I'm telling you, Jeff Flake is, in, you know, on the, sitting on the bench is a pinch hitter or what do you call that? You know, it's kind of their sleeper. I mean, you know, this guy is a next generation thing. They got long-term plans just like, you know, a lot of guys do, certainly like I do. So I see him as a real threat to freedom because I think he understands, you know, he knows to kind of keep his head down and back. And a lot of the guys don't. You know, he'll do what he has to do, but he doesn't get in inflammatory rhetoric. He's padding his, you know, he's justifying his votes. He's doing what he's getting ready. You know, Jeff Flake. You heard it here. Okay? I see these guys. So it's 90, I run for office, I get the standing, I file a lawsuit, 44 election laws, I challenge all the way to the Ninth Circuit, we get a bunch of changes, yada, 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 okay, we're, you know, our cage got a little bit bigger. Right? We have a little, you know, some laws changed, whatever. 92, I run for legislature, this time on the ballot as an independent, slap them around, have some fun, expose a bunch of stuff, make sure people know my opinion, okay, my opinion. By then, I'm meeting a lot of libertarians, starting to get involved with them, so on. 94, I run for Secretary of State because I knew it was election law. It was how they were doing it, counting the elections, the fraud, the computers coming. I'm like, Perdina, here we go. Then they passed a new law, making it to where you had to give all kinds of financial stuff, file this and do that. And my problem was this. When it said redress a grievance, it didn't say it had to have somebody with you to do a redress a grievance against the government. You know, I want to go up against the government. I want to represent. I want to run. I want to this. I want to, you know, file a lawsuit. I want to, you know, and I do it all by my freaking lonesome one person. Well, they changed the law to where you had to have the run for office. You had to have a PAC, a political action committee. And the reason is they wanted to be, especially on a statewide level. It didn't apply to Congress because that's another set of laws. But on a statewide level, you had to have a political action committee, and it gave them the ability. They wanted to look at all your finances. They wanted to find out, you know, how much money you had, how much you had in the bank, what you had in investments, you know, on and on and on and on and on and on. And that's what they really wanted. Were you a financial threat? Okay. Did you really have the resources? So you go, all right. Now, of course, they have campaign limits and what you can do and give and everything. So they don't want to have somebody pick a good guy. Now, one guy in 98 ran for Libertarian nomination for governor, a guy named Tom Rawls. He was a Republican that was a county board supervisor, really a closet Libertarian. Nice guy. Later became city councilman in Mesa, you know, a quality individual. And he made the point. He goes, you know what? I can't afford to do this. So I'm going to run, and the campaign's going to pay me to be a consultant, whatever, you fill in the blank, and I'm open about it. You want me to do this? You know, I'm an attorney. His wife's an attorney, and he was a county board of supervisors at the time, you know, before that. He goes, I'll run, but the campaign's going to pay me because I can't take off for a year or two to do this. So I'm running the campaign, pay me a salary as a fill in the blank, whatever, for me to be able to run. Okay, cool. They go, oh, hell no. That, you know, all of a sudden now, we don't have to worry about just about rich guys. We have to worry about principled guys that people might support, like a Dr. Paul thing, right? And pay his salary. So they go, we pass a law. Can't do that anymore. Yeah. See, it's always election law. They eliminate the choices. So then we thought that was interesting. You know, yeah, they just changed the law. So in 96, they had this thing that said, you can't run for office unless you have a political action committee that requires a chairman that can be the candidate and a treasurer. Okay? That is to redress a grievance in the First Amendment, if you should not go against the government. You can't do it alone. You must have another person do it with you. And that torqued me no end. I'm just, every initiative that we, and a lot of it was due to the initiatives that we filed. Individuals going, just filing it. No, got to create a political action, more hurdles, make it more difficult. So I'm just going, okay. I see you're not going to challenge that, made a big deal, First Amendment, region. You know, you're going to, yeah, well, we can do what we want because we can. So I had bigger fish to fry than that. You know, there's a bunch of other stuff, too. It just goes on and on and on. You know, they give special privilege and rights and all kinds of stuff. So I mean, you pick your battles. Well, that one really torqued me. And I was like, no, I'm not doing this. So they go, okay, fine. You didn't file in. So the penalty at the time was, I know it was money, and they didn't assess that part. They added that later. But what they did is they couldn't get compliance from me. So they banned me from running for state office for 5 years. Or 6 years. Or anyway, at least two or three election cycles. Okay, 5 years, like two election cycles. Well, you just can't run for office. Oh, okay. I guess I'll run for Congress then, because it doesn't apply to federal office. That's why I ran against John Shattuck in 96. 96, 98, and 2000, three times. Because they said I couldn't have a voice, because in order to have a voice, to redress a grievance to the government in this democracy, you can't do it as an individual. You got to have a committee. And I'm like, wow, you guys want to rock? Let's rock. And also, Shattuck was advocating for, you know, some bad stuff at the time, too, so that made it easier.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com, constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government, the real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the years has already happened.
What if the key to achieving liberty in your lifetime was to move together with others who think like you? Liberty activists are joining the Free State Project, which is over halfway to its goal of 20,000 participants. And they're already making the move to New Hampshire. The successes are piling up and are proving the Free State Project is a real movement and no longer just a great idea. When you're planning your move, consider Keene. Keene is famous for its civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and there's plenty of political opportunity as well. From demonstrations and vigils to outreach and volunteering, there's a lot going on in Keene. Keene is also the undisputed liberty media capital of the world, with television, talk radio, and more, all originating here. Though it's more than just activism, with regular social events each week. See what's happening at FreeKeene.com and get connected with video, audio, free books, a forum, and activist tools you can download and use in your area at FreeKeene.com. That's FreeKeene.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Did you know you can get news updates about what's happening with the Liberty Radio Network delivered in the way you prefer? You can sign up for our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. Plus, you can stay in the loop by joining our Facebook profile at facebook.lrn.fm or follow us at Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm. It's all free. So now at updates.lrn.fm for news updates delivered to your email box, facebook.lrn.fm to follow our Facebook page, and twitter.lrn.fm to receive our tweets. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Any custom stickers, labels, or details for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers. This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest Liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at L.FM.
Those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Well, I tell you which one am I. I'm a leave me alone guy, okay? The leave me alone guy, Ernest Hancock, declare your independence. I want to go ahead and we're in Austin, Texas right now. We're going to be spending some time with Catherine Blyce and John Bush, which got engaged at Pork. John told me about it before, and when I was interviewing him Friday or so, I knew that he was going to propose. A lot of this stuff's going to my mind and everything. I got emotional. I'm just, you know, this is what all this. You hear these stories about my wife and I doing this. It was for this. It was for this generation, these young people, like our children having children. We're going to breed them out. It's just going to be a whole generation of people just get it. Then what? I don't know. We're going to find out. What happens when the Trinity has a kid? Beep. Yeah, you know, it's a generation. But it's for this time. We're not just turning the children over to the state to raise. What happens when you don't do that? En masse. I mean, what happens when you have the entire country, a generation? It's just, you know what? We'll take responsibility for our children. Our goal is not to, you know, buy everything that we see on TV. You know, they're, you know, mass consumerism on us all the time. What about we start, you know, getting into, you know, what really matters? We spend our time on, you know, growing some healthy food. We don't die. How about that? You know, how about, you know, raising our, I mean, this is, I can see all of that just comes flooding in. Finally, the manifestation. We had a wedding last Wednesday, you know, at Pork Fest. You know, we had, you know, couples starting to come together in the movement, and they'll start having children, and they'll start, you know, this is the solution. So when we're, and remember, during this, I'm running for Secretary of State in 94, is also when we did an initiative that was the Declaration of Independence, Arizona's Declaration of Independence. We have on the site today, you know, on freedomsphoenix.com, freedoms in the S, freedomsphoenix.com. You know, I hereby secede. You know, it seems like there's two versions here. You know, one he's talking, one he's not. But, you know, I'm looking at the one here, and he's talking about, you know, you just secede from, you know, as an individual. You know, you secede a state, you secede down. You know, how about down to me? You know, am I allowed to do it? Well, yeah. You know, that's the whole point. So I'm glad they did that, so you can go watch that. Now, it was, we did Arizona's Declaration of Independence. It was just, you changed from King George, the federal government, you changed from these colonies, the state of Arizona, and everything applied. I think we changed, other than that, maybe 10 words. I mean, you know, it was just to kind of make it current work, but I mean, same reasons. You know, to harass people, eat out their substance. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, same thing. You know, so what's the difference? And you get that attitude down, not just the state of Arizona, but the state of mind of the individual. You do that, you win. It's all over. Yeah, but they're what? They're what? What do they got? They got our consents, what they got. They got our sitting on the sidelines letting them do it. That's what they got. If I just sat on the sidelines, didn't even pick a side, they lose. They need your active support. They need you filling out forms. They need you to go. And that's one thing we'll get to in the last hour is that, you know, it's all about, remember when you go get some ID or you need to apply to something, you go, well, bring a utility bill. What? You know what? Utility bill? But you got a utility bill? Are you on the grid? You know, are you giving the man the money? You know, who's the real man? Is it a tax thing or it's your previous tax forms and so on, which they ask for sometimes too. But the one that always works, utility bill. That's what it's all about. It's about energy. It's about, you know, are you feeding? They don't give a crap how much. You think they're so worried about welfare cards. Now they just give an ATM welfare card to go buy cigarettes with. And we're supposed to be all worried about it. Hey, man, you know, we're paying for you. They don't care. Because they're just redistributing from this person to get, heck, we need this breeder breathing in and out so he can go buy electricity. Buy gasoline. You know, feed the machine. This is, you know, it doesn't matter. The more breeders we got, the better. You know, just as long as you're getting electricity and we don't want you making your own. So, you know, so this is kind of where I'm starting to develop going here, you know, but, you know, there are other opportunities and I want to share this with you because they really, I'm getting requests from a lot of my friends, activists and so on in Arizona do this. I've been, we'll get to this, but, you know, let's walk it through. So it's 96, and they ban me. You're not allowed to run for office. Oh, okay. I'll run for Congress then. Let's have some fun. So 6 years, next three election cycles, I'm just hammering on John Shattuck. Bam, 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 grins and giggles. Then, all right, we get up, you know, it's 2004, I run for U.S. Senate against John McCain. The reason was is that he was in some Chicago Tribune interview or something. He said how libertarian he was one time. And that just pissed me off. Of all people, knowing he's going to be running for president and doing all this kind of stuff, for him to say the word libertarian come out of his mouth and him not be slapped, you know, was just, you know, heck no. I go, you know what? You just guaranteed. Well, there was nobody else wanted to do it. Get fine. Bring it on. So we had some fun with that. 06, I run for Secretary of State because in 04, there was enormous election fraud that was exposed. You know, FBI comes in, takes all the ballots, and they just disappear, and you never hear about it again. No claimant's jurisdiction or nothing. It just make it go away. You know, we burn these, problem solved. I mean, it was wow. So Karen Johnson, the state senator, later became Dr. Paul's co-chair in 08 in Arizona, one of the first elected politicians, just absolutely came out and endorsed him right off the bat. You know, we got legislation passed, manual validation, blah, 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 more window dressing, so on. So I run for Secretary of State in 06, highlighted that, filed more suits, yada, 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 go to 08, then I go run for county recorder in charge of the elections there in Arizona, in the Phoenix area. You know, made a big woo-hoo out of that, you know, here we go. 10, I'm like, nah, not interested. 12, nah, you know, not interested. Well, the deadline for filing petitions to run for U.S. Senate was like last May, June, whatever. But there's another method you can get on. There was someone that one guy didn't qualify, didn't get the signatures right or something. Another woman, he thought she does. She was a Democrat. Well, she was collecting her signatures as a Democrat, had thousands of signatures, didn't get enough. Then she goes, well, dang it, I want to run. So she went and whited out. I just found this out last night. She whited out Democrat, wrote Libertarian, re-registered, submitted them, and they took them. So they start, what, who the heck is it? They checked and they go, you know, he jailed. So anyway, boom, no Libertarian on the ballot. Well, there's another way you can do it as a write-in in the primary. And if you get the most votes, even as a write-in, and you get at least as many signatures as you need or percentage of registration, whatever, you know, minimum to get on the ballot, which is about 130 signatures you need, you know, to qualify to be on the ballot to run in the primary. Well, if I get 130 write-in signatures, boom, I'm on the general election ballot against Jeff Flake. That's what they want me to do. And I'm not worried about getting the signature, the write-ins of that. You know, that's not a problem. We've done that, you know, before many different ways. That's not a problem. The thing is, though, is that, you know, here we go. Arizona's primary is the last in the nation. It's like mid-September. So it's only 6-7 weeks, you know, that you have a campaign for the general. So it's only like a 7-week thing, okay? Go up 7 weeks, I fill out the this, and yeah, Ernie also ran, and, you know, Ernie the guy that, and this, and whatever, and he says, and go to the webpage, and we might put up some signs, and whatever, and if I keep it under $5,000, I don't even have to file any financial paperwork, the federal government, I'm good. You know, and do I spend any time on Flake? I mean, the only thing, I just go, Jeff Flake, Patriot Act. Patriot Act. And let's put some Patriot Act. I mean, that's all. Is there anything else you need to know? I mean, there's a bunch of other stuff, Patriot Act. So I'm just saying that's what really peeved me about him. So I'm going, all right, so we don't got to deal with him. We can just be positive and kind of, you know, and be a warning. Look, this is what's coming. You know, they don't know. Most people, they don't know. They have no idea what's going on in Europe. Don't understand it. Don't see how it's going to affect their lives. Don't know. But I tell you one thing they did know. Gas prices went down. They go, woo, it's like a dollar less. Yeah, baby, we're all saved. No, there's just an election coming. So this is just, you know, and then they have this, you know, clean coal thing going. I mean, you can't turn on TV without seeing about clean coal initiatives, you know, and laws and this and that. Well, it lost. And they gave, the EPA took over control. They can control how much and they can produce and where and all that kind of. So that's, you know, it was just Obama's thing, promise he's going to, you know, grind coal into the dirt. Well, let's say environmental and all that kind of stuff, but that's, you know, that can be taken care of, and that's not the problem. The reason is because America has so much coal that we have enough energy to do us for hundreds of years, we're fine. Well, that doesn't serve the interest of the guys that deal in oil and war and going over the oils underneath their sand, and we got to make sure we got to have it and get it, and you, no. All right. Uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies. That's what we do at Freedom's Phoenix. Well, so they don't have anyone, and they can't get anybody to run. We talk to any and everybody. Come on. You know, my friend there, you ran here. Nobody wants to do it. You know, nobody wants to do it. I don't want to do it. Ernie, Ernie, Ernie.
Americans who still...